Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is Mr. Tommy Johnson. That is who the interview is with. Tommy has some great ideas and a great organization. He talks about single women. He has a book called A Single Mother's Guide. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, Angela?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So you have A Single Mother's Guide to Raising a Man. Okay, we'll talk about that, but also about your organization. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Retro Psalm Studios.
Okay, yeah. Retro Psalm is a studio where I focus on songwriting, arranging, developing different artists, similar to what Motown did when they were starting everything over in Detroit. So I'm starting this here in Georgia, just taking local talent, local gospel singers, local R&B singers, and just bridging them together, fusing them together. You know, we all love soul music and gospel music, but it's like we all coming together to make one good sound, which would be Retro Psalm.
Retro. Okay, I like that. Retro some. So this is, of course, gospel.
Yeah, it's
most of it's gospel
music. All the music, actually all the music, I write and arrange all of the music. But it's I wouldn't say just gospel music. I have something that I'm calling Christian soul, whereas in it was before when Stevie Wonder did music. A lot of the music he did, or just a lot of the singers, such as Aretha Franklin, they all loved the Lord. But at the same time, they expressed themselves in different trials and through different music. So it's just hard to put a brand on the type of music for me. Like it's all as long as I'm uplifting people and building people. And it's respectable in the eyes of God, then I may do jazz, I may do some classical, a classical approach, but that's what Retro Psalm is about. It's, whether it's a painter, artist, I have different painters and photographers. It's just all about building and honoring the kingdom.
It's all about building the kingdom. All right, that's wonderful. I think that's really great. Can't find fault with that. I don't know anyone that could. You sent some CDs over.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful songs.
Oh, thank you. Thank
You're
you.
More than
I
welcome. Yes. So the Single Mother's Guide. This is not a book, is it? Or is it a book?
Yeah, it's actually a little both. A lot of things that I'm doing is somewhat new. Whereas when I written a book, I grew with just my mother and my three older sisters, And I've written a book for any woman, any from any ethnic background, as raising a son. And I'm saying just basically it could be done. You can raise a successful, honorable, God-fearing man. I've written the book, and which is a scripture-based book. So I also written a soundtrack for the book, which I'm calling Book Trap. Whereas in this, all of the songs basically are uplifting to complement everything that I'm saying in the book. One of the songs written is My Life. Some people call it My Life, My Love, but that's the intro to the compilation album, which is 1 Corinthians 13, which Apostle Paul wrote, which explains a lot of about love and God's standards for it. But I've written it, and a singer, Frank McComb, I brought him in to sing the song, and he did a fabulous job singing. And also Samuel Williams, he's a jazz violinist. He played violin on it. And the song came out. It was written pretty fast, but it came out. It's a great song from what I hear.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So you grew up with a single parent mother, am I right?
Just my mother and three older.
Okay. You have something called, this is the chart from the Problems and Principles chapter, and it's mm-hmm. and you have on here in the email that you said, it says, saying if you're a mother and protecting mm-hmm. your son from every problem, he will develop no principle and get frustrated, give up easy, and become even lazy because he was mm-hmm. never taught to deal with anything. Mm-hmm. Then it goes mm-hmm. on to say, study the chart below. No, you are placing son. Mm-hmm. Where you are placing son. Then it says, if you talk down his father at 5 years old in any way, he will not respect you at 10 years old and talk back. By 16, he won't respect bosses, teachers, police women, and hate himself. By 25, he will hate himself enough to have a temper mm-hmm. tear women down and not fear God, because you taught him to hate himself. So explain that, please.
Okay.
In a man's words.
No problem. Basically, when God speaks about things in the Bible, a lot of times he uses whomsoever to. So that can mean the righteous or the unrighteous. Saying that in the mind to say God honors principles more so that people uphold than people. So usually when people are doing things, they think that God sees the situation. He always sees the principle. So the heart, he knows your heart, but people like myself and all of us, we don't know each other's intent behind different things. So the principle is when you're speaking to anybody about anything, it's looked at in forms of authority. Let's say if I was married, I can have a disagreement with my wife. I have to be able to speak to her and handle and conduct myself in a civil way where she understands. It doesn't matter. That's the principle. And it doesn't matter if she was wrong in the situation. It doesn't matter who's wrong. To be a head and to be a leader, I have to work against what my flesh feels and look at the point in the situation. So the way we look at principles and the way children look at principles are different. Like if you're speaking to a child, if a woman speaks to a child and she's calling him stupid, she might feel he's stupid about the situation, but he might feel he's overall he's stupid. So the way he sees himself, it affects the way he sees himself. As far as protecting them from problems, it's a scripture that says, out the heart flows the issues of life. So whatever issues you have in your heart, the events God allows to come to in your life is for you to overcome them and grow. And he's taking you to new glories and higher glories further and further throughout the course of a person's life. Now, the difference between it with the, when the mother and father is there, the father is there to encourage and direct, and he serves as a compass. But if the father is not there, just like it says, God's faithful, also in Scripture, he leaves a way out, it's still very much possible to raise a son. It's just you have to, a mother will have to honor God's principles. My mother, it's not about physically everything being done, like you're in church every Sunday. Church is great, and reading is great, but the principles, how he treats situations, my mother grew up in Mississippi, which a lot of their the principles they uphold derived from slavery, when a lot of the elders then would stick together when they were faced with conflict. So my mother, besides as a godly woman, she has godly principles. It was a country saying where they would say, well, you don't do this because it's not the right thing to do. So before I even developed my relationship with God, which helped me tremendously, is I just didn't have in me to use people, to try to manipulate people, to deceive them for my own gain. So by the time, that was a foundation for me. And even though my father wasn't around, I understood when I got older that a person cannot give you what they don't have. Sometimes a lot of fathers are not being people's lives just because he doesn't know how to be a father. And God is protecting the child from the father because he can make a man of the child. And he don't necessarily need the father around. King David wasn't as close with his father as he liked, Jesse. But God was able to make a man out of David because of his heart. So it's the principles that a mother would teach their son that will uphold and carry him. He'll be faced, if he's faced with a little conflict, if he's there, like I gave an example of a child falling off of a bike, and if he's protected and his wounds are nursed, and he never gets back on the bike and try, when he's faced with conflict, he'll give up. How people treat situations, I was fortunate where God, before I worked in my business, God had me working at a retirement home. Whereas then I worked around a lot of elders that was able to teach me how people treat things in their life on one end, they treat on other ends. That's why God asks in word to be faithful, you know, over a few things. Because so if you're lazy in one area of your life, you're lazy in all areas of your life. If you're rushing in one area, yeah. So that's pretty much what it, the explanation of it.
Now, you're also a songwriter. The song I'm getting ready to play, let me see, which one? I'm getting ready to play one of your songs. I believe it's Love's Unspoken. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Sometimes I'm human. I get things confused a little bit. Did you write this song?
Love Unspoken Side, it's an instrumental. It's me, and it's Christopher Morgan on trumpet and violinist, same violinist, Samuel Williams. And I composed the basis of the melody of the song, but I allowed them to add their what they know, their study. They're extremely well educated in jazz and just all different types of music. Christopher Morgan and his band, he's in Chicago, and Samuel, he's playing with Black Theater Ensemble in Chicago as well. But yeah, I produced a song for Love Unspoken. So, and Rick.
Hey, all right, I'm going to play that tidbit of this song. People, you'll have to go out and buy the CD or the single. Tell them where they can get this song before I start to play it.
Oh, yeah. All the music will be on RetroSong.com. That's R-E-T-R-O and Psalm, as in Psalm, and the Bible, P-S-A-L-M.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, that is beautiful. Those songs are beautiful. I love those songs. Not song, but the instruments. Which instrument were you playing?
I was playing a Steinway piano, and also I came back and kind of overdubbed with a clarinet, and the rest was violin and trumpet.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful song, beautiful. Everyone, I'm going to tell you where you can go to listen to some more of that instrumental music, and also, well, he has a website. He has a beautiful website. I don't know who designed it, but it's beautiful. It's a really pretty website here. But the website's URL is www.retro. Retro is spelled R-E-T-R-O, Psalm, P-S-A-L-M.com, www.retrosalm.com. Okay, and also, I believe you have studios, Timothy?
Yeah.
You have studios?
Yeah, I have and one in Roswell, Georgia, one outside of Atlanta. One I do a lot because I write plays. So a lot of the arranging and the basses I'll do is one outside of Atlanta, and the one in Roswell, I do most of my composing. Composing, and it's a recording studio with the event space, so built in. So for some shows and private events, I'll host there too.
All right, that's wonderful. He also has a single mother's guide to raising a man. You can purchase it now at www.retro. Again, it's spelled R-E-T-R-O, Psalm, P-S-A-L-M.com. Beautifully written. beautifully written. That's really what's needed, a man to step forward, because it's hard for a woman to raise a man.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the street raises the man and things don't turn out so good.
Yeah.
I believe men like you are the answer. And I'm glad you're doing this. I really am. Because even though God is the true answer, there are a lot of black men in prison. I mean, they're gunning down black men. I mean, somewhere along the line, this has to stop. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The black-on-black killings, there shouldn't be any black-on-black killings. You want to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It really should not be.
It really is. Yeah, it is. It's what you said. It's God is the answer. I just like I played the instrument on the song. I look at God is the same way with man. I'm just the instrument at this time that He chose us to use. And the moment that I think it's about me, He can pick up another instrument. At the end of the day, I'm looking at viewing myself constantly as a willing vessel to listen. And it's like it all begins with the man. That was one of the first things my mother taught me, that if it's an issue, if it's anything going on, even in the home, it begins with the man. I mean, if he has issues with his wife or whom he's with at the time, he has to find a way to not only provide for his child, but to have a relationship with them. Whatever comes along with it, it's like life. Some things come along in life that work against us, but you can't abandon life just because of the issues working. Like you can't abandon the child just because you disagree with the mother. You know, you got to.
I know
God. See, God allowed me to grow without my father because He wanted me to have the things that He wanted to give me. And all of the errors, I speak to my father, and I have a great relationship with my father to this day. But I understand and I see that the errors that my father made, that I could have easily made. It's no difference between me and my father, except for God bailed me out of my situations and led me through my situations because I had a relationship with him. So I could never look at my father and say, why didn't he do this? So sometimes it's also something that says, what's crooked? He says, what's crooked can be made straight. Some situations in people's lives are going in a negative way or going in a way that we perceive as negative for a reason. So, but at the end, if God is involved in the mother's life, and if He's involved in the son's life, then as they say, the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, good steps and bad steps. He can guide both steps. Yeah.
All right. Okay. What you're saying reminds me of Dr. Tori J. Evans Barton. She's married now.
Mm-hmm.
She has the organization, The Fatherless Generation, and she has did some really, really great work. I mean, she started out, with a single mom, is my understanding. Her father was not in her life. And she realized that the fatherless experience she had, she could help other people, because she did later on in life, she did get to know her father. But she believes that with the father in the home, she believes brings steadiness, gives the home a foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's some things a woman can't really teach a man. So the fatherless generation is not just for men, for women too. That would be someone you could maybe talk to.
I definitely
unite with.
Yeah.
I've only had on the show twice. Even though this show is in its seventh year, but she's really a great person. I mean, Mr. Ricky Smiley supports her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be
she talks interesting.
Yeah. Speaking to him.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. I'm going to play some more music. We've had 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay.
That was Mr. Tommy Johnson's song, Love's Unspoken Instrumental. I have a couple of more questions, then I'm going to have to end the show because it's only got like 2 or 3 minutes. Where can people go if they want to talk to you besides your website, if they want to contact you besides your website to discuss maybe working with you? Hello? Yes,
Hello?
I was asking Mr. Timothy, mm-hmm. Where can people go besides your website to contact you? Are there any social media outlets?
Yeah, it's I have TW Johnson. It's on Instagram as well as the Facebook is the same. And everything besides Retro Song Company, that's besides the .com, it's also a Facebook page. But, yeah, any type of gospel singers or any type of singers that's in general that's looking to build a foundation, like I said, most of the messages in my music besides gospel music are messages of uplifting. And everything in kingdom building. So
do you have a performance or a concert coming up?
We haven't set a date for it, but yeah, we'll have something coming up soon. It'll be posted on the event section on the website and the social media sites. The latest day would be sometime in March, in the middle of March. But yeah.
In the middle of March. Okay, we have 18 mm-hmm. seconds. I want to thank you, Mr. Tommy Johnson, for agreeing to come on Show Talk with Angela Button and allowing me to interview you.
And I thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yes, thank you. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.